Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for September 10th as we talk about the greatest sporting events that have ever happened on this date and the athletes that made them happen along with their jersey numbers. Quite a few jersey numbers today. We'll get to those in just a second. But before we do, I want to make sure that you don't miss a thing that happens in the Pigpen. We have Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We have Pigskin Dispatch. We have the websites, Orville Mulligan, Sports Writer, Audio Drama, and lots of different posts that are coming out, and a lot of things from Sports History Network too as well. Don't miss a thing by joining our daily newsletter. You can get it emailed to you each and every day. Simple sign up. Go to the show notes of this podcast or go to the websites of pigskindispatch.com or jerseydispatch.com and click the email startup date. So our jersey numbers we'll talk about for September 10th are 1, 5, 49, 8, 7, 11, 55, 16, 47, 32, 6, 9, 13, 20, 27, 5, 21, 29, 3, and jersey number 25. I told you there was a lot. Busy day ahead. September 10th, 1919 is where we'll start. And the Cleveland Indians pitcher, Ray Caldwell, tossed a no-hitter against the New York Yankees. It was a 3-0 victory for the Indians at the Polo Grounds in New York City. And on September 10th, 1924, the New York Giants ripped the Boston Braves 22-1 in a one-sided affair at the Polo Grounds. And future Baseball Hall of Fame infielder Frankie Frisch went 6-for-6 before he grounded out in his last at-bat. Now, September 10th, 1932, was he too good to put in the starting lineup? Well, could be, because Brooklyn Dodgers' Johnny Frederick, who wore number one that season, hit his record 6th pinch-hit home run of the season. Yeah, maybe he was too good to not to have on the bench. September 10th, 1950, Joe DiMaggio, number 5, became the first to hit 3 home runs in a game at Griffith Stadium. September 10th, 1954, attempting to handle number 49, Hoyt Wilhelm's knuckleball, catcher Ray Catt in a process, who wore number 8 of the New York Giants, ended up setting a new major league record when he had 4 balls get past him in one game. Hard to handle those knucklers, that's for sure. September 10th, 1960, it was a towering shot to say the least, and when New York Yankees superstar Mickey Mantle, number 7, hit a 643-foot home run over the right field roof in Detroit. That is quite a shot. September 10th, 1960, future Hall of Famer Jerry Lucas, wearing the number 11, scored 23 points as the U.S. won its 5th straight men's basketball Olympic gold medal with a 90-63 drubbing of Brazil at the Rome Games. At Ohio State earlier in the year, Lucas wore number 55 on his jersey. Later in that year, in the pros, he donned a number 16, number 47, and number 32 jerseys during his NBA career. September 10th, 1961, the Yankees' number 7 is in the historic news once again of the day as Mickey Mantle became the 7th MLB player to hit 400 career home runs when he did this in this date in 1961. And in 1963, September 10th, as a young and spry as ever, legendary player Stan Musial, number 6, hit a home run in his first at-bat as a grandfather. Don't hear that very often. September 10th, 1972, Kazmierz Dania, wearing the number 9 in his country's Olympic gear, scored twice as Poland defeated Hungary 2-1 in the Olympic soccer gold medal game with 80,000 onlookers watching at Munich's Olympic Stadium. Quite a feat there. September 10th, 1973, the New York Jets traded pro football's leading receiver in Don Maynard, number 13, to the St. Louis Cardinals. Guess what number he wore there with the Cardinals? 13. September 10th, 1974, St. Louis Cardinals Lou Brock of the baseball Cardinals, that is, number 20, tied the stolen base mark for a season with his 104th, And then he set a new mark for the baseball stolen base record with 105 in the same game. That leads us to September 10, 1975, receiving one of the most storied honors in hockey tradition. Darryl Sutter, number 27, was named the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs on this day. In September 10, 1978, he took what he needed, the single point of American Lotus driver Mario Andretti, earned 1 point for finishing sixth at the Italian Grand Prix at Monza. It was just enough to clinch the Formula One World Drivers' Championship in his number five Lotus machine. And September 10th, 1989, 5 days after hitting a home run for the Yankees and a 12-2 win over the Mariners, Major League Baseball and NFL player superstar Deion Sanders, number 21, returned a punt 68 yards for a touchdown, his first of his career. September 10th, 1989, the Indianapolis Colts running back Eric Dickerson, number 29, rushed for 106 yards against the San Francisco 49ers to become the fastest player to top the 10,000-yard plateau. And in his 91st career game, he did it, the great Eric Dickerson. And finally, September 10th, 1997, Mark McGwire, number 25, joined the legend Babe Ruth, number 3, as being the only players to hit 50-plus home runs in two consecutive years. There is your history for September 10th. Your sports break has been spoken. We are glad you enjoyed the history. Glad you joined us once again, as you do each and every day. Don't forget to sign up for your email notifications to know when everything is going to be dropping, what's going on. And don't forget, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com. PigskinDispatch.com and our JerseyDispatch.com for great sports history all day long, 24/7. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.